name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 5th of August 2009 at 21:20. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Catherine Jean Jordan. My date of birth is the 3rd of January 1977 and I'm from London.
How are you feeling about going on the Fourth Plinth this evening?
I'm excited. I don't know if that's because I haven't thought about it properly, but seeing people go up in Cherry Picker, I think it is exciting. I'm glad that it's at night. I think it looks beautiful out there. I was thinking that daylight would be better, but it's just beautiful, so I'm really looking forward to the view.
Has coming here changed your expectations before you came?
Yes, I think I looked at some of the web cam, but I couldn't bring myself to come here in person. I just thought that it might change my expectations, influence what I wanted to do, make me feel like there was that I had to be doing one thing or not doing something. So I think I avoided it a little bit, but now I think I do want to come back having been here because it is really nice.
And living in London, this is the first time you've been through the square since the project started.
Yes, that's right. So I've just been doing my commute, being a bit lazy. But yes, that's what I've done. So I wouldn't normally come here apart from to go to the National Gallery, which I have do quite often. But yes, I've managed to avoid it.
So how did you first hear about One Another Project?
I think I saw it on TV or, the media somewhere. Heard about it. I've been interested in the plinth, it being empty and the projects that have been up on it. And I think because my favourite one that was up there, and shamefully I can't remember who the artist was, but it was the Ecce Homo, the small bald white sculpture of Jesus, but I love the fact that it was man-sized. And so when I realised that there was going to be lots more human-sized people up on the plinth, I thought that was really exciting. That was, I think, the best way of using that space to give a good comparator to the great big men on horses and in togas and stuff. So, yeah, that was kind of...
And what is it that inspired you to go forward and apply?
I think I did it unconsciously, kind of just wanting to support it. I don't think I considered at all that I might get picked. So it was quite reactive. Since being picked, I've realised why I would be interested and why it's been so exciting for me. But actually, at the time, it was just a bit like signing up to any kind of thing. You put your email address in and you send it off and then you don't think about it again. So.
And since being picked and having heard that you have a place, what are the feelings that you've been going through?
It only took about an hour to realise what I wanted to do, which I think is quite good. I was slightly panicky when I got the email. I studied history of art. I did a degree and master's, and I studied portraiture, and I'm not doing that anymore. So I work in the charity field, and I get to use some of my visual skills, but frankly, it's a great way to reconnect with that idea of representation and images of people, and the idea of a portrait obviously captures my imagination. So, once I realised that that's what it was about, rather than having to stand for something, the first thing I thought was, well, what do I stand for? If I'm going to stand for an hour, what would that be? And I realised that in a way I can only represent myself, and I wanted to do that by creating a representation, which is the suit that I did, so that I'm kind of bringing other people up with me, creating an image, like an icon of myself, rather than necessarily having to take just me up there. Yeah, so kind of, yes, it's very pretentious. I can't remember what the question was now, but yes, that's kind of where I was going with it. So I've put all sorts of people and things on the suit, little kind of jokes and visual references for myself so I can take them up with me and so that I can be representing myself but also representing all that's made me who I am and how I got here and things like that.
So what exactly will you be doing on the plinth in your suit?
The thing is, I'm just going to be, I suppose. hopefully interacting a bit with the people on the ground, but I'm quite a reserved person, so I tend to do visual things in preparation. So this is a classic thing for me to do, to make, put a lot of work in the preparation for something, and then, but not necessarily, you know, be the centre of attention when it comes to it. So this is a bit of a mixed feeling for me, but I'm quite happy to just be and wave and, you know, and say hello, and if I can hear what people are asking, to answer questions, but essentially just be myself, represent the people and things, and have a time, because in the run-up I've been making the suit and thinking about the people and the things that are important to me, and so it's a way of having that up there. So I'm an hour of thinking about those things, and so a lot of those people that I care about are here today to watch me, so it's great.
So can you tell us what the things are that are important to you, and those people that are important to you that have gone into the suit that you've made?
Well, it's my family. So I've got, probably not great for an audio interview, but I've got artworks that my mum made when I was at college, or a reference to it, artworks my dad made. Also my niece and nephew, so that's my nephew's artwork character called Super Carrot. And this is my niece's, and she's called Posh Lady Madam, so I've created those. So, and then I've got my sister and her youngest little baby Polly, who was born on Halloween, so she's a pumpkin. So I kind of put them on. I've got other references to friends. I've got a memento mori, because you have to, because that's the way it goes. So they're just references to people and things. Most of them are sort of silly in jokes. That's my best friend. So, I mean, I suppose I could go into it more, but they're kind of things for me, and hopefully things that people will recognise. And also I have the suit afterwards. I'll get to keep it, so it will be my thing.
Do you form an artistic background?
I think so. Certainly an art history background. So my mum did that. She was an antiques valuer. My dad's always done wood and stone carving when I was growing up. So I didn't really do very much art. I did an A-level, and then I went on to study the history of art, which has always been my interest. But more recently, now that I'm doing a job that isn't related to that, I find myself making cakes with elaborate decoration, making suits. I actually made a suit previous to this for a Halloween party, which was the original idea that inspired this. So yes, I do find myself, and I do a cabinet making course as well. Yes, so I do, I like to fiddle, and that's what I do.
And you've made other suits like this before?
Yeah, well, the inspiration for this suit, the reason I knew what I was going to do quite quickly, is that I went to a fancy dress party as a rock star, and I went as Gram Parsons. I'm a very big fan of Gram Parsons, and he had a thing called a nudie suit, which was a pliqued white suit covered in designs. So I recreated that by painting a suit for the party. So when I found out about this, I thought, well, I can my own one that's about me rather than about some dead country rock star. So yes, but I have that in my cupboard if I need to go to another fancy dress party.
And how have you gone from your studies in the history of art to the work that you're doing now?
Well, it's a tough world to get into, and I needed a job. So I wanted to be in the not-for-profit areas, so I got a temp job, and it's, you know, 7, 8, maybe 9 years later, I've stayed in the charity world. So you know, it's, I suppose it's now my career, or no, I've never thought of myself as having a career. I tend to be a bit of a, not a drifter, but I'm not hugely focused or ambitious. I'd like to put a lot of energy into the other parts of my life, but also my job. But yes, so these on my lapels represent the last charity I worked at, not my current one, but which is the Eve Appeal, which was a lot of wonderful friends I made there, and a really formative experience. So that was, that's why they're represented there.
What's that charity?
It's fundraises for gynecological cancers, focusing on ovarian cancer. And it was a great experience because it's a really great team, but also we worked very closely with the scientists, and helped create a great interest in science, which I hadn't had, coming from an arts background and a very artistic family. I actually learnt something about science and scientists and meet people who do, you know, molecular genetics, all these kind of things that sound so impressive, and meet them in real life. And of course they are impressive, but they're also real people, and that was a real privilege. So yes, I have very dear memories of that experience. Yeah.
And where do you work now?
I work for another charity, which is an association for trusts and foundations. So actually the Wellcome Trust is one of our members. So it's called the Association of Charity Foundations, and that's really great. It's actually maternity leave cover, so it's kind of, I'm just there for a short period of time. I thought I'd gather my thoughts, so you know, I'm not sure what's next, but you know, when that comes to the end at the beginning of December, I suppose I'll just see what happens.
And have you enjoyed your time working for charitable organisations?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to work somewhere that was a more of a commercial enterprise. I mean, I'm sure it's great, but I'm just so used to that world, and it's nice. It's a kind of, in London, it's quite a small world, and you know, there's you get to see the people and things, and there's a sense of camaraderie about it, I think. But also, I don't know, you have to make do and mend. You don't have as much money. You tend to do like 3 or 4 jobs at a time, and so you're always busy, and you get the sense that you're doing something for a good cause. But that's not in a worthy way, just in the sense that you either get to genuinely help people, or that you're, you know, people are grateful for you being there, and all those kind of things. So it's you know, it is good. I don't think I'd want to move out of the charity sector at all.
And so you think you'll continue in that once the maternity?
Yeah, no, I'll just look for another job. Like I said, I'm not hugely ambitious or focused when it comes to those kind of things. I tend to feel my way, make choices based on how I feel at the time. So we'll see how that ends up. It's not great in the recession, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
I had to answer this photo on the form. Kind of. My best friend, Gray, who's represented as a bat, I'll explain that to her later. She did conceptual art at Central St Martin's when I was doing my degree, when we were young. And she did an awful lot of interesting conceptual art projects where I would either have to be photographed or I'd help her build things. And actually, I started to understand that I wanted to make furniture as part of constructing weird, like a nest for her to have a TV in it and things like that. So I was kind of her artistic assistant. So it was never my work on show, but often she'd let me help her out, and we made a reasonably good team in that. So yes, that's the kind of, I was actually thinking about that, filling out the form. So yes, it's quite fond memories.
And has this led to you taking up the cabinet making course that you're on?
Yes, well, all those years ago, sort of making things and realising I liked it. And I think, weirdly, I had the revelation that when I was a little girl, I used to think that when I got married, what I'd really want to do is build myself a dining table and chair set, which isn't quite necessarily, I don't know. I don't know why I thought that, but I remembered it. And then I looked around and found a course, which is at London Metropolitan, and it's a completely wonderful place. Really, really wonderful. The teachers there, fantastic. And the people you meet, really, really good. And it's like a 1 day a week course where you get to do something exactly for yourself, and a little haven away from the world. So I've been doing that. It's on holiday break, but I was doing that 1 day a week for the last year, and I'd done it 3 years previous to. So that's, I like that. It's like a day centre. It's great.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like upon the plinth?
I suppose I'm expecting it to be exactly what it's like. I'm expecting for it to be very vivid in terms of being aware of yourself and your surroundings and things like that. And so I suppose it will be partly about, yes, I don't know. I don't know how much the expectations of people on the ground will affect you when you're up there, whether you'll kind of get the sense that people want you to be entertaining or different, or whether you will just, whether you can be, you know, do your own thing and just be in your own world. So we'll see. I suppose, yes. That's a very incoherent answer.
Have you felt the pressure to perform or entertain people?
Yes,
watching?
Yeah, yeah. Just because people always ask, what are you going to do? And I never intended to do anything, because I suppose I took the idea of the portrait and the act of representation quite seriously. Which isn't to say that doing something, it doesn't do that, but for me, it being, you know, studying paintings and sculptures, they don't tend to move. So I've got that sense of it being a visual thing, really. But I think I won't perform, and I'm quite happy to do, I'm happy to sort of stand by my decision to just kind of be, and then we interact if people want. But I do feel a bit sorry for the people who've come out to see me if they expect that there's going to be something more fun happening up there. But I suppose they can talk about amongst themselves. So, you know, that's a comfort. Yeah.
Who's here with you today?
My boyfriend Bill, my mum and dad, my aunt Ruth, and my cousin Rachel, and my best friend Gray, and her boyfriend Toma, and a host of other people, Gemma and Helen from the Eva Peel, and also other friends, Brendan, Stu, Sam, Lizzie, Catherine, Mike. I hope I haven't forgotten anyone. Yes, so quite a crowd, hopefully. I mean, you know, some people, and I've got some friends who are going to be looking online, so that's good, including my sister and her kids, because they can't come.
So have you had a lot of support in this whole process?
I think so. I mean, some people have been very excited. What's most interesting is people are very excited and go, oh, I wanted to take part in that. But when I say, oh, well, it's still open and you can sign up, they all go like, oh. So I think it's something that an awful lot of people think they would like to do, but actually have some anxiety about it. Whereas I was the other way, I didn't even think about it and went for it. But yes, people have been very supportive and kind of excited. And so, I don't know. Yes, yes. People at work, where I am at the moment, are very like keen on it.
Who are you doing it for?
Me. Definitely for me. I mean, this is a way of taking part in art, I suppose, having studied it and being so, having such a close, you know, like just feeling so connected to art. And I feel quite privileged that I feel like I have the right to think and say anything about art that I want. And that's, you know, I know that that's a privilege and not everyone feels that comfortable with it. So yes, if this is an art project and it's about me and all the other people there, then I'm quite happy for it to be about me. So it's nice. It's kind of exciting to be doing that. And I mean, part of the reason I made the suit with all of the people that are important to me is because in a way that's how I see myself, as being a part, a kind of a composite thing. About my relationships and about, you know, that network of people that you care about, rather than having your own particular kind of thing. Anyway.
So you made this suit that represents you and who you are, and you said that you're going up on the plinth to be yourself. Do you think that we're getting a representation of the people of the UK today as a whole?
On the plinth. Well, a representation of the people who would take part. And I suppose it's interesting, I know someone else who took part, who is actually the treasurer of the organisation I currently work for. And he did it a few weeks ago and was very kind, and his feedback on it made me feel really happy about that. Said it was a wonderful experience. And he'd done a history of art degree. So I do wonder whether there's a tendency for the artistically engaged to be involved, so that it's a representation of people who feel like myself, that they have a permission to be part of art, which I suppose it's you know, there's a kind of self-excluding that people can sometimes do, people that I know, where they say, oh, I can't have an opinion on that, whereas you can. But actually feeling like you have permission to, I think, isn't something easy to give people, you know. And I think it's I mean, I haven't studied everyone who's involved, but I think in a way it's a good start for representing people, I think. And these kind of things can only lead to more people feeling like something that is public, and that, you know, these public spaces are for people and not for people on horses that no one knows who they are. No offence to the person on the horse.
Do you view it as an art project or a history project or both?
Well, they're not mutually exclusive. I mean, I suppose my interest in art and art history has always been a historical perspective. In a way, I like it as a means of access to the past, you know, either visually or through understanding how people thought of themselves. A portrait is a great way of not seeing how someone looked, but how someone wanted to be seen. And so this is going to be the same. It has artistic merit, but it's also a window through which to look at people. And in the future, it will still prove that window, and we'll be all saying things that we meant to and also things we didn't mean to. And this is the funny thing about the suit. It's a kind of a deliberate act of representation, but it also says things about me which I'm unconscious of, or that I would prefer not to get, you know, or that you wouldn't think that you'd be saying out loud. But obviously, it obviously says something about me that I go to all this effort. Yes.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
I think it's really exciting. I suppose it's a little bit putting my money where my mouth is in terms of my love of art, and also my interest in finding good ways of engaging people, you know, everybody with art, and making it, yeah, accessible. And so, it means an awful lot. And I've been following Anthony Gormley's work probably a bit strong, but always been moved and excited to see what he's come up with, and felt like it's such a good force for making people see that it can be something relevant to daily life, and that it doesn't have to be unrecognizable to be a transforming experience. So yeah, I think it's, you know, to be something associated with what he's done. My uncle, who isn't here today, but he always said that the point of public sculpture was to dignify the space. And I've been worrying about that the last few days, whether that's what we're doing, I'm not even sure what that means. But people are, you know, there's a lot of dignity in people, and in a way, I think there's something to be said for this project, adding dignity to this space by giving people a chance to be themselves, or not be themselves, or to be anything they want to be. So, yeah.
Do you think the setting of Trafalgar Square is significant?
I suppose it's interesting. I mean, it's where the plinth is, isn't it? I suppose it's space. Yes, I mean, you know, all sorts of people pass through. I mean, I suppose it's got that, you know, the iconic Nelson's Column, which I haven't even thought about for a second. Just now, you asked that question, and I now realise, that's absolutely mad, isn't it, that I didn't even think about. But he's hidden. He's somewhere else, and he's so far above what people's understanding is, that this is a great contrast, you know, the people more at our level and our scale. It's interesting. I'm not sure what I think, but yes, it is interesting that's here, you know. I love Trafalgar Square because it's where the National Gallery is, and you know, this is where I like to come, in the National Portrait Gallery, so you know, it's nice to hang out here.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied into this moment?
It's involved a lot of sewing. It's been really good. It's been nice to think about myself in a kind of creative way, like trying to come up with ideas and then giving that time over to doing something. So, you know, there's nothing else I should be doing now apart from this, and you know, listening to music and sewing away and coming up with ideas and chatting about it with Bill, my boyfriend, and you know, just coming up with. So it's been quite a creative process, and so actually the anticipation of the actual event, or the feeling like I might be scared or nervous, or I've only just coming to realise that I'm actually going to go and stand on the plinth, and mostly the art has been, you know, fiddling at home with pieces of fabric. So I think that's partly a distraction mechanism, but it's also meant that I've got a really long memory to have of this, as well as the kind of exciting, intense hour. So I hope it's exciting and intense, not just terrifying.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.